Shalom, shalom. Welcome. This is Dr. Akiva Gamil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Raqqa, or Audio Visual Learning Library. Thank you for joining with me on Lesson 1 of Jesus' Birth as Viewed from HaTorah. And this particular part is called The Natural Order. And our discussion is offered in the loving memory of Mrs. Ethel Sakash Belk, may she rest in peace, Mrs. Hannah Horvat Sakash, may she rest in peace, Mr. Michael Horvat, may he rest in peace, and Mr. David Horvat, may he rest in peace, and Mr. Arnold Littman, may he rest in peace, and Mr. Mordecai and Augusta Littman, may they rest in peace. Dear ones, as we begin our study, I would like to remind everyone to please clear your table or study area, get your Bible out, your Jewish chumash, and we're hoping, of course, that you're using the stone chumash, okay, and your Strong's Concordance. You'll be needing all three. We want to reiterate again what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to discuss the position, why it is impossible for Jesus to be God, for Jesus to be the Son of God, for Jesus to be the Jewish Messiah, for Jesus' death to provide atonement for sin, and why the New Testament is not founded on HaTanakh, what Christians call the Old Testament. What we'd like to do is begin with a very important principle that takes place on Yom Shishi, that's day 6. And since we're talking about calendar days, I would like to just let our listeners know that at B'nai Noach Torah Institute, we do have Torah calendars available at the Learning Store if you're looking for a calendar. When I say this is an important foundation stone, I really cannot stress that enough. We're in Bereishit Yud Lamed Aleph, and we're going to read to Bereishit Bet Gimel. That's chapter 1, verse 31 through chapter 2, verse 3. I will be using my own translation. These days, I normally do my own translations. We read in HaTorah, and Elohim. The word Elohim is plural, and it refers to God and the attribute of God in judgment or justice, adjudicating law, God the eternal judge. It also represents judges as in individuals who adjudicate law on earth, and rulers. So we have an Elohim saw, and God saw. Now, I'm not using the real pronunciation for the word God here in Ivri in Hebrew, but I am using the word that we replace it with because God's name is so incredibly holy, we have to be very careful how we handle God's name. So here we have an Elohim. God saw everything from Aleph to Tav. Now, when we talk about everything from Aleph to Tav, we're really talking about just a little word that begins with the first letter of the Aleph Beit, and that's the Aleph, and concludes with the last letter of the Aleph Beit, that's the Tav. And so the way that we do this is we say everything from Aleph to Tav, and the word is called Et. If you were to try and look it up in the Strong's Concordance, you wouldn't go very far because the Rebbeim, let me put it like this. Many Rebbeim do not assign a definition for this word et. Et is the most used word in HaTanakh. But there are a few individuals like myself that recognize this represents from Aleph to Tav, everything inclusive. And Elohim God saw everything from Aleph to Tav of all that he made. And behold, it was Tov Ma'od, very good. This word Tov Ma'od is a very interesting word. If you want to look at it, it's word number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's the eighth and ninth word of Pasuk Lamed Aleph, chapter 1, verse 31. What it means is just exactly what we were saying, very good. A lot of times when something is very good, instead of it saying Tov Ma'od, it would say Tov Tov, which would mean it's also very good. But here we actually have the words Tov Ma'od. And it became evening, and it became morning, Yom Shishi. And when we were talking about the calendar, one of the things that's really important to notice is how Torah never calls a day of the week by a name other than the number. And here it's Yom Shishi, day six. And the heavens and the earth were completed, and all the hosts. Now this word, all the hosts, is a very significant word, because it's also referring to the malachim, the angels, the seraphim, the other special spiritual beings in the Hashemayim. But we're not going to go into that right now, because that's not what we're focusing on. Then we continue on, and Elohim completed everything by Yom Shvi'i, day seven, of his work that he had made. Now, the one thing that's really important to recognize here is we're talking now in the past tense, that he had made. And he rested through the day seven. I specifically did not use the Hebrew here because it's easier to understand in the English. And he, God, rested through the day seven from all the work that he had made. And he, Elohim, blessed everything from Aleph to Tav of the day seven, and he separated it. The word that you have here is Vayikadesh, which is, and he sanctified it, or he made it holy. And when we talk about something being sanctified or being made holy, it's actually usually talking about separating it from the other 6 days of the week, in this case. So he separated it, day seven, for he rested from all his work that he, Elohim, created to do. We're talking about the Creator creating. We're talking about the Creator completing his creation. The first message we want to focus on in these pasukim, these verses, is that all creating by God was completed by the end of day six. Elohim said his creating was completed. Elohim said, behold, it is good. Of course, we already talked about that. It's Tov Ma'od. What was good? His creating was good. The message is a statement. His creating was completed. And what he created was very good. Our goal is going to be to try and better understand the word milacheto, which means completed. When HaTorah says that God milacheto, completed creation, this means all creation has defined boundaries, boundaries to operate within. One of the boundaries is the prohibition of creating additional species that God forbids. Now, while we're talking about additional species, we have to try and understand, and we're going to go into this more in another audio, but we have to understand for right now that all the species that the Creator wanted to exist existed by the conclusion of the sixth day. Now, that includes species of animals, birds, fish, beasts, plant life, humans. Every species was completed by the conclusion of day six. And that's what we talk about when we're talking about the natural order of things. We're really focusing on this. very important point. Mankind does have the ability to alter plant life, and God forbid, mankind has done that. And of course, the same is true for various types of animals. Mankind has the ability to alter what the Creator completed and said that it's finished, it's complete. And so what we're talking about is the natural order. Don't mess with the natural order. That's where we're coming from here. In other words, don't fool around with creation. The creation of God is very good. Now, who thinks that mankind could possibly improve on God's creation? When HaTorah says, Melach Eto, God completed, that means there's nothing more that is to be done. Everything is finished. Everything that needs to be done is handled. It's really important to remember that point. This brings us to a human purity, a human holiness, a human separation, which we need to discuss at greater detail later. So we have two areas that we want to talk and other audios about. And the first one was, of course, the natural species. And the second here is human holiness. When we talk about human holiness, we're talking about holiness for spiritualists, that's B'nai Noach, and we're talking about holiness for B'nai Yisrael, for Jews. Now, of course, we know in HaTorah that God has said to B'nai Yisrael to be holy because He, God, is holy. However, we do not see that same type of comment directed specifically, word for word, to spiritualists. Yet, that doesn't change the fact it still exists and it's still there. And it's there in the boundaries of creation. When God created this world, He created this world with specific species. And the species are separated unto themselves. They're not to mix or be intermingled. And so that in itself is Kedusha. That in itself is holiness because it is separated. Each species of creation remains separate from other species of creation. Unfortunately, in the days of Noah, we know that there were problems with the species. HaTorah says that the sons of God, Malachim, Uzzah, and Azel, that's angels called Uzzah and Azel, saw the daughters of man. They were beautiful, and they took wives from any that they chose. And of course, you can see this in Bereshit chapter 6, that's Vav Bet, chapter 6, Pasuk Bet 2. The results of this mixed union between Malachim and humankind resulted in a new species that HaTorah defines as abnormal, as giants. And this new species came along after Malachto, after God completed. It's a forbidden species. It's an unnatural species, a species that God did not create, a species that God forbid. I know that many Rebbeim have discussed the Malachim, Uzziah and Azel. The Art Scrolls series, Bereshit, discusses this. The Rabbi Sorotkin, Zalman Sorotkin, with Insights in Torah, discusses this. The Midrash Says discusses this. And there's many other places. Sefer Yasher, if you were to go, for example, into Yahushua, Joshua 10:13, or Shmuel, Samuel 2, That would be chapter 1, verse 18. You would find that Hatanak recognizes Yasher, Sefer Yasher. And so you know that Sefer Yasher is thousands of years old. It's very old. And it's way before any kind of doctrines of Christianity came along. And there, in Sefer Yasher, there is discussion about the Malachim. There's also discussion about the animals violating the Creator's command and intermingling with each other. Sefer Yasher says that the animals behaved unnaturally. Every form of life had perverted its way on earth. It's very important to understand what this is referring to. It's saying that the animals, God forbid, intermingled with each other, mixed seed with each other. This is an outright rebellion against the Creator of the universe. Noach and his grandfather Methuselah taught against interrelationships with the Nephilim, the fallen ones. What we didn't tell you is that HaTorah defines the sons of God, the B'nai Elohim, as Nephilim. Nephilim means the fallen ones. Many people on earth heeded Noach's and Methuselah's instruction. This resulted in the Nephilim forcibly taking the wives and daughters of anyone that they chose. They were very powerful, and they stole other men's wives, mothers, sisters, daughters. They had sexual relations with them, God forbid, and the result was abnormal beings. HaTorah says that the earth was corrupt before Elohim, before God the judge, and the earth was filled with violent crimes. These violent crimes were brought about by these two Malachim that were fallen, the Nephilim. And that was the inappropriate relationships that they had with women, with animals, God forbid. And HaTorah says in Bereshit 6:12, all flesh, called basar, all flesh, had corrupted its way before God on this earth. And that's when the Creator said that He was going to judge all flesh, and that there was going to be a penalty for this horrible revolt, this horrible uprising, and leaving the natural way. I want to thank you for joining with me. We'll continue in Lesson 2. Shalom, shalom.